Hello, and welcome to Handled-ish, Productivity for the Imperfect, a weekly podcast for those who want to elevate their productivity but are not looking for perfection. I'm your host, Betsy Hayes, and I'm so glad you're joining me from podcast land or on YouTube. Trying something new with audio today with some headphones. We'll see what happens with that. I am producing this podcast myself, and I am going from zero technical ability. That's where I started. So, thank you for being forgiving of any technical issues. And I promise you that I will get better because isn't that our goal, right? To get better the longer that we do things. So, moving forward. So, this is episode number 12, Lightning Bolts and Who You Want to Be. So, I've been thinking about this a lot because I think that when you're thinking about productivity and the kind of things that you want to do in order to get the things done that you want to do, it really has a lot to do with who you think you are, meaning who you are as a person and how you think of yourself and what you want, or excuse me, how you want to show up in the world. And I think the more that we have a really, really solid grasp of that, the better we're going to be able to use our time. Next week, I'm going to go into a lot more detail about the idea of using time well. But today, I just kind of want about I want us to think about, how do we want to show up in the world? What kind of people do we want to be? What do we want people to say about us when we're not in the room, right? What, just all of that, I think, deserves attention. And I also think it deserves revisiting and revisions as we go through the different seasons of our lives. I am currently what I like to call a super empty nester. Although I heard the other day that people are now calling themselves bird launchers instead of empty nesters, it has a little bit more of a positive connotation. The reason I'm a super empty nester is because both of my children have graduated from college, at least their undergraduate's degree. I have one who's still going, working on her PhD. And so, if they're not in school, they're not having those regular intervals of coming and living at home. So it's a whole different deal that I'm experiencing right now. And so, because this is a new season for me, I think it's time to evaluate, who I think I am and who I want to be in the world. So that's why we're talking about this today. So, this story actually starts in junior high. And this is something that happened and really had an impact on me. And I didn't even share with the person who was involved in this story till actually just a couple of years ago when I sent her a thank you note for really kind of waking me up and encouraging me to think about this at a super young age. So this is junior high, and in our junior high, we dressed out is what we called it for PE, which means we put on a little uniform. Shout out to the Brunel Broncos. And the PE uniform was hilarious. It was this, well, maybe not hilarious. It feels hilarious now. It was this maroon and white striped shirt and these little maroon shorts. And so we were in the locker room. I think we were finished with PE. So we were changing our clothes back into our school clothes, and I was complaining. And I have to tell you that my junior high self really enjoyed complaining. Junior high was really tough for me. I was trying to figure out, life as a lot of people are in junior high. I had a really bad perm. Those of you that are my age might have also had a really bad perm because that was kind of the season for that. Anyway. All kinds of stuff going on. And I just felt like there was a lot to complain about. And evidently that had become my default because one of my friends, stopped and said, "You know what, Betsy? It's not so great that you complain all the time." And or something to the effect of, "No one wants to listen to someone who complains all the time." And it's really interesting because at the moment, I wasn't even mad about it. I actually literally stopped in my tracks and instead of thinking, oh gosh, I thought, wow, she's right. I complain a lot, and that is not who I want to be. And yes, nobody wants to listen to someone who complains all the time. And that doesn't go just for junior high people. I think that just goes for people in general. And literally, that was a lightning bolt for me. That's why this podcast is called Lightning Bolts and Who You Want to Be. Because at that moment, I thought, wow, you know what? I do not want to be someone who complains all the time. In fact, I think I would prefer to be the opposite type of person. And ever since then, I've worked really, really hard at that. And I definitely believe that I am an optimist, not to the point of ridiculousness. I think I still see reality when it's appropriate, but I definitely also see, see the sunshine and see the joy and those sorts of things as often as I can. And so that was a really cool moment. And so that sort of developed my vision of who I want to be in the world. I, of course, didn't think about it in those terms when I was 12, but obviously I think about it now. So I was super grateful for her just completely random comment when I reached out, as I mentioned a couple of years ago. She didn't even remember that she said it. And I just told her how incredibly grateful I was for her honesty and love and compassion, because that's the way it was. And that's really what it was for me. Related, a little bit funny story was fast forward, I don't know, 5 or 6 years later, and I was in high school and I was dating this guy, and he broke up with me because he thought I was too happy. He said that I wasn't grumpy often enough, and that wasn't cool for him. So that was interesting. Super curious as to who that person ended up with. I obviously wish them well, and obviously we were not a match. So I'm hopeful that he found someone who had the appropriate level of grumpy for him. And obviously I am paraphrasing his words, but that was the essence of it. It was quite some time ago, so I don't remember the exact quote, but I definitely remember the exact vibe. And it was quite an interesting moment. So think about you and the way you want to show up in the world, because that has a lot to do with the choices that we make as far as how we spend our time. That has a lot to do with the attitude we have as we are getting things accomplished. That has a lot to do with the amount of things that we choose to do. If we have, too little and we're bored and dissatisfied, that might not be matching the way we want to be. If we are overcommitted and therefore stressed and grumpy, is that matching, the way we want to be? So think about your vision for yourself, how you want to be as a human, and think about how that relates to your schedule. Does that type of human have the schedule that you have? Does that type of human have the amount of commitments and the type of commitments that you have? And if there's some adjusting that needs to happen, maybe this is a good time to do that. I remember reading in a book one time about how people can see our values by looking at our schedule. And that was really profound to me. And I remember at the time, I think the kids were still living at home and fairly little. And it had been a week where, unfortunately, as a working mom, I had not spent as much quality time with them as I wanted. And it was really powerful because I did look at my schedule for that week, and you would not see what I believed were my values, including my family. And so I quickly made some adjustments to have the next week and have the schedule actually match my values. And so that might be a different way to look at it. Does your schedule match your values? Could someone tell what is important to you based on what your calendar looks like? So much to think about this week, and I hope that's helpful to you. So thank you for joining me today. I always want to hear what you think. Please let me know on social media at Betsy Hayes on everything. And please also, you could visit my website and leave a comment, join the email list. Betsy A. Hayes, BETSY, the letter A, HAYS.com. And to help keep us going here in podcast land, share, subscribe, rate, review, you know, however you would like to get involved. It really helps people find the podcast. I very much appreciate and I truly, truly value your support. Please tune in next week for the next episode of Handle Dish, Productivity for the Imperfect. Until then, please take care and please be kind to yourself. You are doing way better than you think you are. Trust me.